Lay Ill Kid at One Youngster holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah, we coming with another wonderful episode of That's Right Thumbnails. Today is the day. I'm super excited. I'm hyped. We just finished checking out, of course, Black Panther's Quest. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about this. Last week, you saw me do an interview with your boy, Jeffrey Thorne, showrunner of the show, also wrote some episodes, killing it. Big shout out to all the writers on the show. I don't know all of your names. I completely apologize. I know Jeffrey Thorne is working on it. I also know that Brandon Easton is a writer on it as well. Brandon Easton is really, really cool. Always been a cool cat to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you for being a part of this and helping it come to fruition. I'm so glad we got this. For real, I am over the moon because I didn't think that it would come off the way it did. We got a lot of stuff in this episode that lends me to think that they are really thinking ahead. You know, they're really kind of planning for the future on this joint and really trying to take it to another level as far as storytelling inside of the animated universe and everything. And there's a couple things I'm going to touch on. Guys, thank you for jumping in the chat. What's up, what's up? Nice to see y'all. Let's see if I got anyone in there already making comments. But if you are watching, thank you for watching, jumping in already. I see there's a couple of y'all in there. Going to hit that thumbs up, hit that thumbs down. If you hit that thumbs down, though, I'll get your boy T'Challa on you. I'm going to be watching. But make sure you share out this stream to your folks, friends, everything, so we can talk about Black Panther together. I'll start in my initial reactions. My initial reactions is not only am I glad that we got this, but I'm glad that I'm interested in what we got going on here. Bruh, we got some intrigue going on up in this piece. I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. A little bit of intrigue. Need to know what's going on. Got some governmental stuff going on. Got some factions up in this piece. And it's real nice. So I'm going to start off light and then we're going to get heavy. On the light side, I really enjoyed the teamwork. Just seeing Kamala Khan meet Shuri for the first time, being so excited, seeing her exuberance is just something that I think is very special to have on the show, especially with so many adults. You know, you got Cap. He's pretty, he's not mean, but he's stern. Captain Marvel, she's super powerful and maybe not super serious, but she's not playful. I wouldn't call her that. Thor, you know, all these people are very, I guess, set in their ways. And I do like having Kamala Khan there and seeing her excitement to see Shuri was really cool. Seeing Shuri show up in the formal gear was funny because, you know, even Black Panther remarked on it, like, it's a formal meeting. It's your formal meeting, regardless of what they're wearing. You know, you make sure you take care of yourself. I also liked, regarding the teamwork, how they traded off the scenes in this show, how they handled their different team ups, whether it was Captain Marvel and Thor, or Hulk and Thor, not Hulk and Thor, Cap and Thor, Captain America, not Captain Marvel. And then also either Scarlet and Miss Marvel or something like that. When they were switching around, it seemed natural. It seemed like they were, you know, it didn't seem like they were forced into this. So I really enjoyed that. I think they really killed it on that in that sense. And man, the action sequences in this, essentially we saw an hour of action. Like, I mean, of course, it's, you know, like 22 minutes per episode or whatever. But, you know, we saw essentially our action scene that ended up being a cover for a heist. So let's get into this heist, which is your boy Tiger Shark. You know, he could have easily fell into being just the basic bad guy kind of trope thing. But he ended up being very, very intriguing the further we got into the fight. And I like that. Like, at first he was just like, oh, this dude, Tiger Shark, he's going down. It's going to be a slam dunk. I don't even see why he thinks he's going to come up against, you know, the Avengers? You and a couple of your, you know, little cronies. But Tiger Shark proved to be very crafty, especially since he was diverting them and, you know, pushing them in ways to kind of get them out of the way to get what he needed. A very crafty villain, ended up being very subversive, and I ended up liking that, man. He could have been throwaway, and he did seem throwaway, but the more time we spent with him, the more we were like, whoa, hold up. Okay, what's he looking for? Why is he looking for this? This is something bigger, something deeper. And of course, with Atuma that we get to actually see later on, yo, bruh, yo, it's called Shadow of Atlantis. That's the name of the episode. Yo, don't trust him, bruh. I'm just saying he don't look trustworthy. That's all I'm saying. You look at Tiger Shark, you look at Atuma, Atuma set this up. See, Atuma wanna look like he ain't set it up. Tiger Shark don't know he set it up. Don't nobody know he set it up except Atuma. Atuma set this up. I'm just saying that. He set it up. You know it. I know it. If you didn't know it, now you know. I'm just, look, dude is up to no good. Star Drew said, Black Panther Quest come out 1 week earlier than Canada. I'm sorry, Star Drew. I'm sorry, man. It's the game, son. I don't know. It should be a worldwide date, but I don't know, man. Canada tripping. All right, yo, look, get on the phone with your local representatives, all right, and get that joint taken care of. But I like how Tiger Shark was placed. I like how we got more mystery into this. I like how we got different villains throughout. And what I mean by different villains, we got Tiger Shark. He faced off against pretty much everybody in the Avengers camp that was there. Then we got, you know, kind of like your basic villains, your little like cronies, your little, you know, the putties, basically, you know, beat up the putties, no big deal. And then we got like this Kraken kind of monster. So we got a good amount of villains. And then even Tiger Shark had his kind of like main foes when we got inside of the embassy for Wakanda. So this thing was strategically placed and done very well. And I want to say once again, kudos to the writing, man. Kudos to the art. A lot of this came off just top notch, like well thought out. And what I mean by well thought out from the bad guy side. You know what I'm saying? Because he could have came through and just been like your basic villain, but he ended up being super, super crafty. I'll give it to him. He looked whack, but he came through. Now, big shout to the chat. We got Star Drew up in there. we didn't get to see Namor. No Namor in this joint. So, unfortunately, he'll probably be in a little bit later. I mean, it's Atlantis, so homie got to show up. Hold up. Let me dab it up. Dab, 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 dab. Keep it fresh for y'all. The generals were formidable. They weren't throwaway. Now, of course, they didn't have their own, like, starring roles or whatever, but they were formidable. I mean, they went up. Not only did they create a situation where they had kind of Black Panther in a place where it was like, yo, there's no escape. And when he said there's no escape, it was kind of like, oh, hold up, you know, maybe Shuri might need to come in. And we'll touch on her in a second. But just seeing how the attack continued, it was relentless. I loved the pacing of this show and the way these two episodes played out, where it was like he was not giving up to get that, you know, that little vase or whatever, that little family crest or whatever. So all that aside, I do want to touch on T'Challa and Shuri's relationship, because in this we see it's a little different than the film. T'Challa seems to be younger and Shuri seems to be older. So in this case, they have a closer relationship in age, and they have a different relationship due to their closeness in age. And it plays out sometimes competitive. And you see that in that competitive sort of sibling rivalry, but still respect, you see a lot of throwbacks and a lot of respect given to their father. And you can see that, of course, you know, his father has passed, just like in any other stories. His father has passed, and seeing that reverence, seeing that thought given, seeing that those memories kind of still coming into play, even, you know, at game speed. You know, Tiger Shark references it. Shuri references them. Of course, T'Challa references it. And just knowing that that thought of living up to his father, doing right by his father's memory, doing right by his country, being respectful, being responsible, being the upstanding ruler, there's a lot of weight on his shoulders. And then also, to a certain degree, as we see through the episode, trying to protect his little sister, who is ready, but, I mean, you know, you're a big brother. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to protect your little sister. And what I mean by is ready is, when Tiger Shark comes after Shuri, we see that homegirl got her moves, you know what I'm saying? She done hit Tabo tape a couple times because she was ready for him. She had the backflips, you know, she had the strafe, she was dodging, ducking, weaving. She was good on him. You know, Tiger Shark, she, not only was she not scared, but she didn't hesitate. Because there's a difference, like, you might be scared and just move fast and frenetically, or you might hesitate but not be scared. But in this case, she wasn't scared of him. She was ready for the challenge and she didn't hesitate. She didn't pull any punches. She went for it every single time. And that's one thing that I liked about their relationship and the Avengers in this as a whole, is that I feel that everybody gave it their all. You never saw a situation where you was like, well, Thor do that. Or why did Cap do this? Or Black Widow, that doesn't make no sense for her to do that. You know, all of the moves seem to be placed in a meaningful way. So I really like that. I also like to see the pairing with Panther and Iron Man. Of course, Iron Man is basically the star of the MCU. And them both being extremely super duper smart. You know what I'm saying? just how they vibe, how they mix, how they mesh, how they don't mix and mesh, but putting that aside to make sure that the goal is achieved. And it just goes again to show not only is the writing in tune with who these characters are at, you know, at their core, because of course they can always look different, you know, maybe sound different, but as long as they're making the type of choices you think that Iron Man would make or Black Panther would make, it seems honest. And I've really dug that, man. All throughout, Iron Man is calling him Buddy. He doesn't like Buddy. You know, he's, you know, T'Challa, you know, my lord, ruler, whatever you call him. But, you know, he does not like Buddy. And just seeing Iron Man trying to pull that friendship out of him, because he's like, yo, you're Avenger, you're down with us. You know, you might as well, you know, be cool with us. And I not only liked it on a technical level where they were figuring out how to get out of the net, but also on a playful level when they were at the party before, where he was like, you know, what's your favorite color? You know, black. So it was nice to see their pairing, as well as Shuri and T'Challa's pairing, as well as Cap and Black Panther's pairing. Most importantly, at the end of the episode, you have Atuma there, and basically, for lack of a better term or phrasing, Tiger Shark has committed an act of war on Wakanda. By all accounts, he should be taken back to Wakanda to, you know, see justice. But Atuma comes in, he's like, I want him back. I want my, you know, my citizen or whatever, my Atlantic citizen. And when they're going back and forth, kind of like, you know, measuring each other, I'll just say that, it's a family show, all right? But measuring each other, Cap does touch Black Panther on the shoulder, and he's like, you know, maybe this isn't the way we need to go. And T'Challa easily tells him, I don't need to be told how to be king. So we see that the respect is there, but definitely that, yo, I'm not playing with you. I ain't playing with nobody right now. And I don't need nobody telling me how to run my country or how to handle someone who's committed an act of war on my soil. Because, I mean, you know, the embassy is Wakandan soil. So, I mean, there's a lot for him to juggle. You know, he has put not only his country, but, of course, his love, his younger sister, in danger, his family member. And now there's this issue of this family crest that he didn't even know about. You know, sure, he didn't know about. Nobody thought to tell them about. So you have a mystery inside of a mystery. And I like this because we start off this series asking two important questions. Three, I think. And guys, you know, holler at me in the chat. Big shout out before I go further. Star Drew, what up, what up? Alan Lewis, check it out. What's up? Nice to see you. And The Real Manos, what up, what up? How's it going? Nice to see you. Also, Keston John, nice to see you too. Real quick, after I give y'all a shout out, thank you for watching. Hit that thumbs up. Share this stream to your friends so we can all talk about some Black Panther. Let me hit it with a dab real quick. Get right back to y'all. The three questions I think we're focused on now, which are great, is what is this family crest? Because we ain't never heard about it. And when I mean like Black Panther and Shuri, we ain't never heard about this thing. Why haven't we been told about this? And why does somebody want it so bad that they'll come over here and not try to sneak and steal it, but essentially attack head on the Avengers? The Avengers is not a slouch. They're not the neighborhood watch crew. You know what I'm saying? So you must want this really bad. So not only what is it? Why weren't we told about this? But why is somebody want it so bad? And I'll throw in another question. What does it represent? Because it must represent something extremely powerful to go through all this. And I think our problems with Atuma, I think our problems with King, with not King Shark. Look, guys, hey, his name is Tiger Shark. You saw how he looked. I had to call him King Shark once. It's a slip up. But I don't think we're done with seeing Tiger Shark, Atuma, or the Atlanteans. The way Atuma spoke about Wakanda, the way he spoke about T'Challa's father, there's some history there that we don't know about that is going to run deep. And I think we're going to see some blood and some bone before we get to the bottom of this mystery. Now, this is the time where, guys, I really want to hear from you. I know you've checked out the show. I know you've watched it. That's why you're here. We're hollering at it. We're checking it out. We've got about 10 minutes to get into it. What are y'all feeling about the episode? How did it hit y'all? What did y'all like? Were y'all feeling the animation? Were you feeling the writing? Are you into the mystery? Holler at me. Because first we got, Family Crest in Ultimate Avengers 2, straight to DVD show. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. I didn't get those. I've seen them. Well, I mean, I've seen them for sale, but I haven't bought them. So, okay. All right, so that's something from Ultimate Avengers show. All right, cool. Thanks for that. So maybe, even though this isn't related to the movies, maybe we'll see that this is maybe a rites of passage thing. I don't know, because I'm really psyched to see how this plays out. Because once I have a good mystery man, some great characters, I am definitely in. Now, of course, these lights is a little toasty, so I'm going to hit y'all with another dab and then continue on. Inja Daka in the building. Really, he was? Maybe he was? I don't know. Big shout out to Keston John. I don't know if he was. Maybe I missed that. Did I miss that? Let me know down in the chat if I missed that. While you guys are hollering at me, I'm gonna take these last couple minutes. First, I'll just say once again, thank you to Jeffrey Thorne for hitting me with that interview. Let me come through. Brandon Easton, holler at me. Love to have you on the show again. Matter of fact, you know what? I got an idea. I got an idea right now. I'm a DM both of y'all. But I'm gonna go in on some ideas. Really could be brand new for this show, Family Crest. All right, Star Drew, I see where you're going. All right, cool. I'm thinking, at least from my knowledge, because I only read the Reggie Hudlin run. I don't remember a Family Crest or something like that in there. And of course, in the movie, even though this isn't related to the movie, I don't remember it in there either. And of course, now this is my first time seeing it. Going and drop down below your predictions for the season, since we've seen it, since it's looking like straight, smooth hotness, and I want to know what's going to go on. I see this getting bad very fast for the citizens of Wakanda, because I have a feeling that Atlantis, they ain't vibing. And I'm feeling like there's some unfinished business between T'Challa's father and Atuma that is going to rear its ugly head on Black Panther. Now, I might be way off base, but just seeing his demeanor, seeing his comments on his father, something's there. And I think that I'd probably tell T'Challa it's probably time to get back in Wakanda. Let's do some research. Let's shore up our defenses, because I don't know if I trust Atuma further than I can throw him. Not even close. The way he came in, it was too easy. It was too quick and too easy. How did you even know where he was? You know what I'm saying? If Tiger Shark's attack isn't related to you in any way, how do you know where he was? How you know where he was, bro? Huh? How you know? Apparently, your butt is involved. And I can't trust your nasty self neither. That's right. You and everybody else in Atlantis can't trust y'all. I can't, look, I just can't trust, but I can't even say trust, but verify. Don't trust and make sure you verify. That's all I'm saying. I do think we're going to get to see a lot of butt-kicking action from Shuri, because we've already seen Shuri ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? She ready to go. So I think we're going to get to see a lot of Shuri action. And I'm going to throw this out there. I think that Shuri is going to end up saving Black Panther's life more than once in this season. Way more than once. And she'll be not only formidable mentally, but formidable physically. I mean, we've already seen her up against King Shark. Homegirl didn't faint. You know what I'm saying? Homegirl had to, you know, she had duck and dodge. She would have, you know, slip the jab, then hit her with a bop. You know what I'm saying? So, look, I'm ready to see her throw down for real. Now, see, Star Drew said, might need to ask Markia. You know what? Actually, that's not a bad idea. Go ahead and tweet Markia right now. Ask her if she know what the family crest is. She probably do. I mean, if anyone, because she is super duper Marvel. You know what I'm saying? Old girl knows some Marvel. So, because I'm pretty sure she's read all of the Black Panther runs. So if anyone know about some family crest, homegirl knows. She definitely showed up now. Let's see. Really hope Markia watched the show. Yeah, I don't know for sure. I haven't talked to her in a minute, but I'd probably put money on the fact that Markia watched the show tonight. It's almost a done deal. I can probably say that without even asking her. Yes, she watched the show. She probably gonna watch it twice. Like, old girl, she know her Marvel, and she sure enough knows some Black Panther. all right, cool. Let's see. Family Crest. All right, cool. So, all right, no predictions. That's cool. So, since there aren't any other predictions, I'm going to say this. I think we're going to get into a show. Now that we have this, my last thing I'll say is I think we're going to be getting into a show where we're going to be dealing with way more adult themes than we ever thought possible. I think we're going to be sliding into some very, not like rated R territory, but very high stakes. I think we're going to get some very high stakes in this, because the whole family thing, the references to the father, the references to the country of Wakanda, I think we're going to have some very high stakes in this show, to where, you know, some people might not make it, man. It's just not looking good. Now, of course, I mean, I don't think like Captain America or like Black Panther's going to die. But I mean, you never know. It's not looking good. I'm just saying, like, this is the kind of situation where I can't, it's tough to, I don't know if I can trust anybody. And when you're talking about war, wars have casualties, man. So look, hey guys, holla at me in the comments, holla at me in the chat, because I think we definitely gonna be dealing with some high stakes, if not some death. We're gonna be dealing with some very, very trying times emotionally, I think, for Black Panther and Shuri together. But yeah, that's really looking forward to the show. Yeah, Star Drew, yo, man, I enjoyed it. I had a really fun time. A lot of mystery involved, so now I am ready to check this out. So guys, holla at me. I'm going to holla at you down in the comments. Let's talk, of course, Black Panther's Quest. Premiere was fun, very cool. And now we have three, with a possible, very important questions to ask about this show. And what a way to open the show, man. Wow. Open the show with a bang. I mean, the action and then the mystery and the political intrigue between, you know, the Atlanteans and the Wakandans. I'm here, man. I'm ready for this show. I am so ready. So guys, before I bounce, I want to tell you to holler at me, Nerd Soul, on all platforms. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at That Nerd Soul. You want to talk about Black Panther's Quest? You want to talk about just regular Black Panther? Want to talk about Solo? Want to talk about some Star Wars stuff? Want to talk about Wu-Tang, Beast Vibes Life? Any of that stuff? Let's get it on in them comments. Just at me, yo. So before I bounce, I'm going to say, of course, peace to Marvel Studios for putting this joint out. Peace to Jeffrey Thorne for being the captain of this ship. Peace to everybody, from the storyboard artists to the writers to the riggers to all of that stuff. All of those guys who put together a bomb fire premiere. I'm super psyched. I'm ready to watch the show. I want these questions answered. And they better look, don't be having me hang on no thread. So before I bounce, of course, this is from me to you. Thank you for watching. Hit that thumbs up. Share this out to your stream. And a big shout out to, of course, Alan Lewis, Star Drew, Keston John, the real Monos. All y'all, so much love for stopping by and hanging out with a player and talking some Black Panther. But of course, I gotta go because that's my time. So peace. And of course, watch Black Panther, man. Watch Black Panther. Watch it again. I don't see why you... Look, just watch again. Just watch again. Trust me. Just do it. It's worth your time. It's definitely worth your time. It's worth it.